Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Multicultural, the hardest pronounced pop culture podcast on the planet. This is your boy Brian, a.k.a. B. Hearn, a.k.a. the Puerto Rican Batman.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
I didn't know you were that rich.
That's the only a.k.a. I could think of.
Well, it's your boy, Jadon, a.k.a. Kowalski, a.k.a. you ain't get me in that plane, fool.
I don't give a f*** what you think, Jerry.
All right, this is Jeff Beal stepping out of the shadows to come on to the podcast
Finally.
Today.
Finally.
Yes!
A.k.a. G-Off, a.k.a. G-E-O-F-F underscore pronounced underscore J-E-F-F on Instagram.
That's right.
Wait, what's your name?
Hey there, everybody. It's your female who's going to, you know, keep these boys in check. Ooh. Jill Dyson, just like the vacuum. I don't lose suction.
Yeah.
If I have to, I'll punch you in the mouth. No AKAs for that. Okay.
So on this episode, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite pop culture, cars, automobiles, vehicles, planes, the whole nine yards, from TV shows, cartoons, movies and whatnot. We're going to start it off with our boy, Jerry.
Yes, yes. So I've got, are we doing our own cars first and then getting into it or no? Like our first car, are we doing that?
That's a good question.
All right, fellas. Let's we start out with our favorite top three and reasons why.
Let's do that.
Okay.
And then we'll go back and then we'll, yeah.
Sounds
perfect.
Good.
Perfect.
How
perfect.
They influence what we bought.
Right? Yes, yes.
Well, I do have a couple, and so my absolute favorite pop culture vehicle has got to be the 1963 Aston Martin DB5 from Goldfinger.
Bond.
That is the James quintessential Bond. Bond car. It came out. It was light gray. It had all the gadgets you could ever want. It had
smoking hot chick in the back seat.
Yeah, right. It had the
That's
oil
the only
slick.
I need.
It had the smoke screen. It had the machine guns, and it had the famous ejector seat. Mm. Oh my God! I really wish any of my cars had an ejector seat. For fuck's sake.
You did have an Escort that had an ejector seat back in the early 90s, didn't you?
No, that was a rust hole.
I actually think they referred to me as the Escort.
Yes.
And so that car has always been my number one pop culture car. You can't get any better. I mean, you have the James Bond in his tux, ready to take out the bad guy of the day, and he's got all the weapons at his disposal to do it.
Do it.
So and then another my number two car, it's pretty close to the Aston Martin DB5, but it's down just a little bit because it doesn't have machine guns and whatnot. But it's the 1970 Dodge Challenger from Vanishing Point.
Ooh.
And if you've never seen Vanishing Point, watch it. It's about a guy. His name is Kowalski, and he does lots of drugs.
Yay!
Does a lot of uppers.
Hooray!
And so he took a job that he could take this 1970 Dodge Challenger from Colorado to California, and he bet his drug dealer that he could do it in 15 hours.
Huh.
And so that's just nothing but a lot of fast driving and pulling gears and evading the cops. And so
story
that
of my life.
Yes. That car
Jill
is
Dyson
so
story.
That car is so iconic, the white Challenger, that Mr. Quentin Tarantino actually used that car in his movie Death Proof. It's not Stuntman Mike's car, but it's the car that the girls at the end were driving
right.
when they finally,
Stuntman Mike's car was what, a Nova? I think
so. It was definitely a Chevy, I think.
Yeah.
And so my number three, you guys aren't going to know what the fuck I'm talking about, and that's okay because I take pleasure in being the nerdiest one in the room right now.
Winner.
But
ding, 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 ding.
But My number three, and they're an honorable mention for me, they're not a vehicle per se that you can actually drive, but they come from the anime of Ghost in the Shell, and they're called Tachikomas. And if you've never heard of a Tachikoma, they're little, smaller, they're basically AI-driven little mini tanks that the team on Ghost in the Shell used to get around if they needed to get around, high fire situations.
Okay. Now, could you park one of those in your mom's basement?
They will surprisingly fit in the garage.
Oh,
and
where you play your video games?
Yes, where I play.
Nice.
I don't know if it's video games he's playing, but it's something.
Okay, beating something.
Skin flute, anything. Anyway, but no, the best thing about these little guys is they're dark blue. They look like little spiders. Really, they have a bunch of legs and they like roll around, and you can get in them. And they're like little mini tanks. Mm. And the best thing about them is their little AI voices are adorable. Imagine the cutest anime little voice you've ever heard, and that's the voice that's talking to you, telling you where to go. It's adorable. I love them, and I wish I had one.
Oh, you're like a Care Bear cousin.
Well, I think that's the best compliment we've ever had on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
28 episodes in.
That'll be $20, sir. I'm going to take it out for the ladies right now with my top three.
Yes.
Because I have to say, all of mine, yes, they'll show my age, okay, but they were because a really attractive men, to me at the time, were behind the wheel.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
First one, red Ferrari Magnum P.I. Yes. Oh, my God. I didn't understand why the lady bits were doing what they were doing as a kid. But when he got in that car and came out of that water, for God's sake, I wanted to be that horse in the logo, emblem.
That's a man.
That's a man. Look at that mustache. What I could do.
It's an anchor man.
God, what I could do on that ride. Oh, I mean, in the car, of course. Of course, the car. Next car. Ready? You ready?
Oh, give it to us.
Oh, I always do. And here it comes. Yellow Beetle. Footloose. Kevin Bacon, yes, coming around the corner blasting Iron Maiden. Oh my God.
And a Yellow Beetle. That's pretty
good. Yeah. And
nothing
I was like,
says manly like a Yellow Beetle.
Yes.
And Iron Maiden.
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing says dancer like Iron Maiden.
I'm going to dance and I don't care what the hell your preacher says. We're having a prom in a warehouse. Let's fucking do it. And they did. Oh.
A bunch of sticks
then,
up their asses.
Yeah, pretty much. And then any movie or show that's ever had an El Camino in it. Because if it wasn't for an El Camino, your girl wouldn't be here. Because I was concerned. In the back part, yes, of course, on a dirt country road in a county close by. Thanks,
I'm sure,
Mom.
That's in one of many country songs.
Is it, yes, a car? Is it a truck? I can't make up his mind.
Well, it's Mama, a baby-making machine, obviously. Exactly.
Yeah, Mama was a big girl. She couldn't get all the way up on the top of a pickup, so El Camino was her next option.
Wait,
you know?
Wait, did you say in the back of an El Camino?
In the back. Nice. Yes.
Yes.
More room to roam, man.
That's, yeah, right. And he roamed all over her. And that's why I'm here. Yes.
Here's the sex in the back of, yay, El Camino.
Banner here.
Yay. I love you, El Camino. But I do have to say, I did find the original El Camino that brought me to life. And the best part is the guy that refurbed the car had seats put in it that swiveled so you could get out, ooh, of it instead of stepping out and showing your lady parts, which is great because when I swiveled,
like
I was like, wow, no wonder Mommy got in the back. Okay, I get it. I got it. Yeah, those are my cars. Thank God for all three of them.
Love it. Before we get to our boy Jeff Beal, why don't you tell us a little bit about Throwback Custom Cars?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Throwback Custom Cars. That's my shop. We do a few, doing a little everything with cars. So we take older cars, like, you know, you've got that classic car that you remember your dad had or maybe you had, and you want to relive that, and you go out there and you get in and you drive and you're like, holy crap, no power steering, no brakes, this thing rides right, like shit. I mean, I'm just destroys the whole memory.
Regular steering's a bitch.
Yes. Right? Yeah, so we just take all, no power windows, so we just take and keep the car look and put in modern, fuel injection
engines.
Bring
it to the 21st century.
And, yeah, we bring everything in, make it where you can drive it and enjoy
it.
Make
it sexy underneath, is, yeah, what you're telling,
exactly,
me.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful on the inside.
Air conditioning so you don't sweat balls in the summer. And, so that's part of it. The other part we do is drag racing. So we build small tire cars is the big thing now. So it's
okay,
a little smaller tire, but you're still doing, 190, 150 to 200 miles an hour on an eighth mile.
Now, are those slick still?
No, it's technically, but it's a special made tire that that they make that's
because my dad has little has slits. Big giant slits.
No. Yeah, we don't have to turn all that. So the cars can be faster.
Okay.
Because they don't have all that mass and everything going on. But you know, it's the whole key of sticking it to the track and being able to get, you know, get down the.
Gotcha. And your main one's what, the Mustang still?
Yeah. It says I've got a 82 Mustang hatch that's a small block Ford. It's a 5-second car, and then we've got a notchback 87 that's going to be Coyote powered with a Vortex supercharger direct drive, and that one's going to be a 4-second car.
That just sounds sexy.
Yeah, it's great. So,
you know, I think of Wile E. Coyote for some reason. Is it like Acme, like rocket powered?
Funny you say Wile E. Coyote because we're building a streetcar right now. It's a 1963 Ford Fairlane, and we're putting a Coyote in it. And so I asked my daughters to name it. Every car's got to have a name.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Coyote and everything, and so it's named Wile E.
Awesome. Nice. I think you posted that the other day. Nice. So, what's the easiest way for people to find you?
Easiest way is Facebook. They can just look up Throwback Custom Cars. Okay. You can also go to the website, throwbackcustomcars.com. And then my personal Instagram is the GEOFF _JEFF. and so I post kind of everything on that. I do have a throwback Instagram that we're going to kind of, you know, start doing all the car stuff mostly on that. But, you know, we're located in Morrisville, but we're right next to RDU Airport right there, in, you know, at Raleigh. So
you'll fly us in to have a little.
Yeah, you can fly in. Yeah. It's right there. That's right. You know, it's, we're literally 1,000 feet from Interstate 40.
Oh.
So we're right there, you know, easy to get to and, you know, knock things out. We built a 66 convertible Corvette that just won the show in Raleigh. The Good Guy Show, best of show, was signed by Roy Williams.
Oh, yeah, the Carolina Vet.
Yeah, the Carolina Vet. Okay. So we did that and had that white truck. We called, I sold it. Guy named it Stone Cold.
And, nice.
So we won the Ford truck of the show with that. So
you have to make an Alabama car for our girl Jill over there.
Hey, I've got two Corvettes sitting ready there undercover.
Let's do this.
Crimson red.
Let's get some Nick Saban to drive me around in it.
Perfect. So what are your top cars over there?
Oh, top cars, man, it's hard. Some of mine have to do because of the movies too, but probably the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it was just cool. You know, it wasn't as fast as it should have been. You know, 88 miles an hour should have been pretty easy to get up
to. Yeah. Especially in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's not like it's 1940.
Shit. Yeah, it was kind of killing them in the parking lot there, you know, getting chased by the Libyans trying to make it 88.
The Libyans!
But, you know, I mean, who doesn't like a car that's made by a drug dealer? You know,
powered by nuclear power.
Powered by nuclear power. You know, went back in time. You could check out stuff. So yeah, that's a top. As far as influencing me with builds was the Penske Camaro. They used to have this series. It was called the Trans Am series.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, you know, a road race. And I pulled a lot of inspiration off of that. Because my first – well, we'll get into that later. But, yeah, I pulled off of that. The Ferrari that wasn't a Ferrari in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm.
You know, everybody loves that show. The close-ups, a real Ferrari, but it really wasn't a Ferrari. It was a kit car, basically, a Medina.
Wasn't it so, like rare even at that time?
Yes.
That's why they had to use the kit car?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the 250 GT, yes. So they made three of them for the movie. It had a Ford in the one that they used in the movie had a Ford engine in it, a little 289. the one Ferris actually drove was Matthew Broderick drove was an automatic because he couldn't drive a stick.
No
Boo.
Shit.
Yeah.
Boo, so, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah,
that's
shame. Bad, right?
For the
shame.
Ladies, that's shame. A turn off. If shame. You can't drive a stick.
I mean, come on. Right. Yeah. So I guess that's three. I got one more. The Better Off Dead, you know, the movie with the Camaro.
I love that movie. $2.
Right, in Chase. He's got the black Camaro that the French exchange student helps him bring out of you know, has the car cover on. It's all dusty and orders all these parts because, you know, he can't pay $2 to the newspaper boy, but he can afford.
Right. He can afford to retrofit his car.
He's been ducking this kid for years.
Yeah. You know, so he can afford the overnight parts from Japan. And, you know, so yeah, that's probably the other one.
What I love about that movie is the fucking the Asians with the dude had the Walter Cronkite voice.
Yeah.
The Howard Cosell.
Yeah, Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell. That's it.
Yeah, those guys are really funny.
Yeah, a little bonus to the DeLorean, too, when Back to the Future was that you left, you had a shitty car, and you came back, and you had, like, a new ORV that called them at the time, you know.
Yes!
Four-wheel drive Toyota, so you were good to go. That was an extra bonus.
Yeah. Wax it, Biff.
Oh, I'm Biff.
Let's put the second coat on now.
Yeah.
Before I get into mine, I want to do a little honorable mention to our boy Jordan that couldn't make it today. Honorable mention is going to be the 68 Dodge Charger from the movie Blade.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I actually forgot about how awesome the car was until I just looked up Blade because I want to give Jordan a shout out. So the 68 Charger from Blade, that's going to be for Jordan's. As far as my top three goes, my first car that I fell in love with, you know, when I was a kid, I used to watch the original Batman series with my dad. So the 55 Lincoln Futura, is that how you say it?
Yep.
Yeah, Futura. Batmobile.
It is now.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is, you know, the first car
the
I was
OG
like, wow,
Batmobile.
This shit's awesome. Yes, the original, the OG Batmobile. Number two has got to be the 1950 Mercury Monterey from a little film called Cobra. Back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Good old Stallone with the...
with the nitrous.
With the nitrous. Yes. And he had the sunglasses with... He always had a fucking match.
And the toothpick.
No, it was a match.
Yeah, it was a match.
Match. I mean, that car is just... It just... I mean, if you can't get laid with this fucking car, you're just not going to get laid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This thing is just sex on wheels. And then number three, I got to go with the...
Make it count.
I'm going to make it count. I know. I'm looking over my list.
Don't
right
go Tachikoma like me.
I got to go with the 83 GMC van from A-Team.
Yeah!
Oh, the A-Team van.
I
think that's the only van I would ever own now.
Right.
Yeah. Ever, yeah. Ever. If I'm not going to.
We're so much alike. That was on my list. But I didn't want to be that chick that was
no,
in the van.
Good.
You know what I mean? With all the giving the eye to B.A. Baracus.
I'm pretty sure they start pornos off like that.
Yes, I know. When it goes,
well, that's the last van like that could be cool that isn't like considered the quintessential rape van. I mean,
right.
Let's be honest, they got real unpopular real quick.
True. I mean, just the black with the red stripe. And I'm pretty sure, didn't somebody come out with like a cleaning company and it was like the A-plus cleaning crew?
Yeah.
And that's their vehicle or whatever. But that van's just the shit and it will always
I have nothing to clean, but I will
shit.
Hire them.
Right. Before we get into our first cars and first loves, we're going to take a quick little time out for a sponsor spot.
A big thank you to one of our sponsors, Jeff Beal, and his team at Throwback Custom Cars in Raleigh, North Carolina. For over 30 years, they have specialized in classic car restoration, as well as residential/commercial automation technology and audio video systems. There is no project too big or too small, and they work all across the U.S. To set up a consultation, contact Jeff at 919-235-8337 or go to throwbackcustomcars.com and fill out the contact us form.
First car I ever got, my dad my whole entire life was like, I'm never gonna buy you a car. So I was kind of dead set, like, I'm gonna have to get this shit
like,
myself.
Well, shit.
Which, you know, I was fine with. You know, he's old school, he's one of those, you want something, you're gonna work hard for it. So I came home from school one day, and he was always videotaping shit. He had the old school, like, fucking cameraman VHS pack. And I came home from school one day, and he has the camera on, and there's all these little fucking notes all over the place. He kind of had me do, like a treasure hunt. Long story short, I end up going outside, and the last thing on the note said was, go outside, walk 10 steps, and look to your left. So I looked to my left, and it was an 89 Nissan 240SX.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. I fucking love that car. It was pearl white, and my favorite part about it had the pop-up headlights.
Very nice.
Oh, and it was a hatchback, you know, two-door, had the little moonroof on it. I wish I would have never sold this car. I wish I still owned it. Apparently, they're kind of hard to find nowadays because everybody uses them for drift cars.
Yeah. Extremely hard to find now.
So, but
did you have that car when you started working at Jack's?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I had this car
I
for
remember
a very long
that
time.
Car.
It had the big Wu-Tang symbol on
yes!
the back of it. And it had a Beastie Boys sticker on the back of
Thank
it, too.
Thank you. But when you first looked at that car, did you say to yourself, oh, my God, I'm going to get so much ass in this car?
I did.
Car.
I did.
Yes. Good for you.
Did it work out?
I thought it. And, it ended up working out a couple times.
It worked.
It did its job. Was that before or after the Wu-Tang sticker went out? I just want to know.
It was after the Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tang singer came on like
that
a week after.
The deal. Yes. That sealed the deal right there.
Yeah, that secured me in my badassness. The back seat was not. not very comfortable, I might add.
But you had a hatchback. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, the hatchback, but the actual back seat, though.
Well,
you're supposed to pop the...
I know.
Yeah,
I
did. You pop in and you lay the seat down. Are we?
I mean, I did eventually.
Okay. Obviously, because I came from a fucking El Camino, but I'm just saying. Open the hatch, put the seats back, throw a blanket, do your business.
Now I really want that car back.
We should talk. We should talk about the first vehicles we got laid in.
Well, that was the first vehicle I got laid in.
They kind of doubled up for
you. So double up on that one, Terry. What was your first car?
Well, let's see. Way, way back, I think my very first car. My parents, let's see, it was about $2,000 used somewhere, and my parents gave me $500 and told me to make the rest. And so I did, and we bought a 1989 white Dodge Daytona.
Ooh.
Nice.
And it was 89.
Pure Detroit muscle.
Oh, pure. Yeah, it was pure something. But anyway, I fell in love with the car because it was a car, and because it had the black 80s like louvers on the back window. I thought that was cool. It wasn't.
No.
But I thought it was cool. An interesting side note, I actually went to basic training maybe a year and a half after I bought that car, and I remember calling back home like, hey, Mom, how's it going? And they're like, fine, everything's fine here. And I'm like, there's something going on.
That
something
sketchy.
Happened.
What's
out
wrong?
With
What's
it.
Happening?
Out with it. I'm in basic training. I can't really do anything. So just out with it. And she said, yeah, I took your car to get some groceries, and it sort of caught fire.
Yes.
And you don't have a car anymore. So
that's actually a great. That's actually a good story, because that means she screws it up. She has to get you another car.
Very good point.
Yeah. Well, in a perfect world, that would have been great.
That's what would have happened.
But I had to take care of it when I got home. Anyway, wow. I love my mother.
Shout out to Mom.
And I really wish I still had that piece of shit back.
Nice. Jeff, what was your first automobile? Right.
So my first car. Let's see. So. You know, we're riding around, we're looking for vehicles. You know, Dad was with me. We're looking, you know, he was always a traveling salesman, so he's looking all over the place. And we looked at, I remember I went and looked with him at a 65 Chevelle, didn't get it.
Okay.
Went and looked at a 65 Mustang, which is what he wanted me to get, didn't get it.
Damn it.
Was he teasing the shit out of you?
Yeah.
There's a story
behind the Mustang later.
Stan agrees over here.
Yeah. And then, you know, a friend of his wanted me, he was like, you don't need all this expense and try to get me some. I mean, I can't remember what it was. It was such a piece of shit. It was like a $300 car. So I'm like, okay, I better pick something out fast because I'm not getting that. So a buddy of mine bought a 69 Camaro.
Okay.
And then I'm like, hey, I kind of like the Camaro, blah, blah, blah. It turns out there was a car on the next street over from. So my first car was a 67 Camaro.
Okay.
It was a inline six, four-speed car.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but living across the street from me was this mechanic. And his last name was Sumter. I wish I'd remember his first name. But anyway.
That's convenient.
So he's living across the street, blah, blah, blah. And so, I mean, the plan from day one was, okay, I'm going to yank this six-cylinder out, right? I drove it around for a while like that. And then he had some couple that had like an old 67 car with a 327 in it that they had been running into the garage for years. So I got that for like $400 or something, yanked that out, and decided to put that in the Camaro. And I remember, so the engine mounts are different on the six-cylinder. So my dad's outside in the cold, and I'm like, you know, coming out and helping with it. And I'm like, shit, I'm cold. I'm going in.
helping, but not really.
Right. Helping, but not right. Helping, right?
Helping him from the window. That looks good, Dad.
Yeah, you're good, Dad. I'm going back inside.
Yeah, Doug something, that was the guy's name. But anyway, yeah, my dad cussed about that for like 3 weeks, changing those mounts. But anyway, got that in there. Changed it to a four-barrel later, and, I mean, the day I got it running, I'm still 15, hadn't got my license yet, I went out street racing, like, that day, you know, and...
The guy knows what he wants.
I like it.
Me and a guy named Todd Arnold, so, you know, he had Pontiac, like a Trans Am, supposed to be fast, I outran him, and kind of started from there and just, you know, blossomed.
Gotcha. Nice, nice. That's a good first car right there. Joe, what you got?
Well,
what
shit. You got for us? Obviously, I'm the oldest one in the fucking room, so my first car was a covered wagon when we came over. Jesus. I mean, you got
Jill, Oregon
you
trail shit.
Jill mean, has yeah. dysentery.
Jeez, I'm kidding. What the
Jill's
heck?
Jill's first car was a 1932 Ford.
Yes. I had an A model, whatever the fuck that was. No, I mean, you guys were fancy. You had 89s and you were rebuilding shit. Mine was a 73 family car. It was a Mercedes from the funeral home in the town that I lived in. They had finally decided to upgrade all the family cars. Big ass four door Mercedes. Like a tank. This is how fucking old I am. I couldn't see over the steering wheel, so I had two phone books that were this big under my fat ass. And I'm driving, and all I'm thinking is dunna, 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 dunna. I'm like, Fred, Sanford and Son are in the back with me. What's up? But yeah, it was a church car, and it took families back and forth to the graveyard, and that was my car. And thanks to Janis Joplin, because that's, you know, saw it in the paper, Lord. Big letters.
Yeah.
Yes, a newspaper is where I saw the for sale ad. Have you ever seen those?
What was this, 1954?
Yes.
I'm not familiar.
Yes. Janis hadn't even born yet, but she knew what the fuck she was talking about. Yeah, that car was great. Good times in it.
BC. But, L.
Yeah. I even rode around with the Pearl album. That song was on, and I'm like, this is the record, this is the car, oh my god. And they're like, you're so fucking old. Like, I know.
Was it an 8-track player in there or a cassette? Where were you going with?
No, that there was an 8-track in the Pinto my mom had. Ooh. And she hit me with. But
nice.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, your mom hit you with a car?
I mean, that's not funny.
Well, it's not really hit, it was more of a
nudge.
I didn't want to leave the place we were at, and I went to jump out because pretty much, she still says that. But no, I was trying to jump out, and she was looking over her shoulder to back out because she drives for shit. And she's looking and looking and looking, and I go to jump, and my leg gets wrapped around the seatbelt. Mm. And it pulls me under the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it pulls me under the car. I remember looking up at the CB antenna with the tennis ball on it going, is this what heaven looks like? Because I might be dead.
Wow.
Yep. And the even crazier part about that piece of shit Pinto was it got stuck on top of me. They couldn't put it in reverse or drive. No, I swear to God. And then two uncles and people that heard my grandmother screaming came and lifted it off, and my grandmother pulled me out from under it.
They like hulked it off of
me.
Wow.
That's why I give the reason of having small titties, because it went right across. It never fucking grew in that fucking Pinto. And that's why they don't make Pinto anymore. That's the real story.
You pushed them in.
You were the one lawsuit that they swept under the rug.
That's why I set fire to the back of every fucking one of them.
Sorry. Allegedly.
I'm not allegedly.
Remember to say
in Mexico.
Allegedly.
I plead the fifth. Before we get to our honorable mentions, we're going to take a quick little time out for a sponsor spot. Next time you're in downtown Greensboro, make sure you check out McGee Street Country and Cocktails, open Wednesday through Saturday. They have live music, full-service bar, farm-fresh ingredients, seasonal cocktail menu, and a great space for private parties. They're also hosting a movie night the second Thursday of every month. Make sure you check them out at 113 West McGee Street, and you can find them at www.mcgeestreetbar.com.
You want cars? You want bikes?
Literally anything. Yeah.
Well, since I'm obviously the old lady in town, how about I mention the Waltons?
Perfect. Oh, my God. Good night, John Boy.
Well, good night, Billy. Get in the car. It's a Model A. That's what I took to the prom.
He had to get out and crank it in the front.
I did. Will you hold up my hoop skirt while I crank the car, John Boy? My God. And Herbie's Love Bug. Don't forget about that.
Is that when you were robbing banks with Clyde?
Yes. I only got shot 37 times. But I did have whiskey in my Gotta belt.
There
okay.
You go. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about Uncle Jed's truck.
Yes.
Where I could share in the back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think I actually had a truck that I did that in high school with. Yeah.
And a rocking chair in the back?
Yeah, well, shit, you saw my cars in high school? No, you didn't. You weren't born.
Didn't.
Never mind. of course, the Sanford and Son, and then Jim Rockford's Firebird. Mm-hmm. I just like saying Firebird.
Nah, it sounds really good when you say it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And I do love a nice, nice Cadillac. That was the first car I ever test drove.
Cadillac.
13.
How'd you get to test drive that Cadillac?
I had an aunt who was really good with the gentleman.
And, go on.
They disappeared for a minute, and we were in another state, so I don't know what she did, but they both came out smiling. And he threw me the keys, and he said, "I'm assuming you want the top down, so your rat tail will blow in the wind." And I was like, "Fuck yes, I do, sir." And then at that point, my auntie wiped her chin off. She's like, "All right."
Oh!
It was a good time. I mean, it was candy apple red, and so was his cheeks. And I remember driving it. Yeah, they all were. They rode in the back. I'm driving. I'm like the Hogue of the Miss Daisies. It was great. Candy apple red, white wall tires. White interior. But
these aren't Christmas off-white stories.
Off white.
Off white interior. Unless you took a CSI.
Show is rated R.
Yeah. Yes. CSI light on.
I hope you paid attention to that at the beginning.
It looked like a Pollock painting back there.
Yes, it did. But we all walked away happy.
There you go.
13, driving down Piedmont Parkway. What? Good times.
Jeff, that's going to be a hard one to follow.
It is. I mean, I'm. Ugh. All right, back before Charlie Sheen went off the deep end, he was in a little movie called Wraith.
Yes.
And that was a Dodge, I don't remember the exact model of it, but it was a Dodge concept car, and they never made it. But, you know, that was, like you said, you know, it's modern-day Christine kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that was...
Yeah, if you haven't seen The Wraith, please check it out, at least for the car alone. The movie's not fantastic, but the car is.
No. Yeah, the car's awesome.
So we could watch it on mute?
Yes.
Just to see the car?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's young Charlie Sheen. You might like.
Oh yeah, kind of like the
like right after he got done doing Ferris Bueller's Day Off, actually.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was kind of had the same look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So that one, honorable mention. So many. That's the thing. It's
there's
just
a
like
lot.
It's a ton of crap, right? You know, drag race. I get John Force and his ride.
Right.
You know, Ford. So. I love the John Force stuff. Mom's 1986 Citation Station Wagon.
Okay.
Citation Station.
Help me. I believe that's what it was. You know, help. You know, I got laid in that thing.
So, wait.
Big ups to the station wagon.
Did it have the door handle on the back that popped open? Did it have
No. One that old.
Fuck you. What does that mean?
Oh.
Hey.
I'm glad I didn't say that shit.
Outside later, you and me, buddy.
I mean, that sounds kind of wagon.
It sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
I'll show you old.
Show us how old auntie did it.
Uh-huh. Wiping my face.
Jerry, what you got, bro?
Whatever you say, auntie. My honorable mention is a little car. It's a Ford. It's a GT Falcon, and it's from a little movie called Mad Max and Mad Max to the Road Warrior.
Mm-hmm. On Mad Max.
It's been known as the last of the V8 Interceptors. That's the car that Max drove basically the whole movie in.
Mm-hmm.
He got it at the end of Mad Max 1, and then he drove it all through Mad Max 2. And it's amazing. It's got a giant blower on it. It's got the giant gas tanks because, you know, gas is scarce. And he's got to have as much as he can. And it doesn't have anything to do with the car, but I really have always wanted that Australian Shepherd dog that he hangs out with him. That's so fucking cool. I want you so bad, but you're so much more responsibility.
We don't need another hero.
You know. Beyond Thunderdome.
And then I'd also love the Gyro Captain's gyrocopter in that same movie because he's the only one that could fucking fly around.
Gyrocopter. What does that sound like?
The Gyro Captain.
Sex toy.
It does. Sitting
the gyrocopter.
Hey, throw that into.
Would it sit next to your Astroglide?
Oh, definitely.
I had a feeling.
I got a few, actually more than a few honorable mentions, and I'm just going to kind of rattle them off. I love the 79 Chevy Monte Carlo in Training Day. When as soon as they get in the car, he's like, "Oh, where's the office? Oh, you're in the
office."
Dre comes on. That one is a very underrated car.
Yeah.
And then just kind of.
I had one of those.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, it was great.
I love those so damn
much. Rode like a Cadillac. Oh.
Sorry.
You just got Jill all excited over there.
Get Jill a towel, please.
Of course, the Tumbler from Batman and Dark Knight. Then, you know, we got the 59 Cadillac Miller Meteor Ambulance, the Ecto-1.
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
Right.
I'm actually surprised nobody brought up Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds. Stan's over here like, come on, give me a mic.
It's like, finally.
Give me a mic. A lot of shout-outs. A lot of people commented on our Instagram and Facebook page about Eleanor, so got to give Eleanor some love. From the original Gone in 60 Seconds and, of course, the remake with...
I had that car.
What's his name? Nick Cage? Nick Cage.
That's what's so stupid. I had that one. The one that was Carolina Blue with the white stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Eleanor car.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. It was a real one signed by Shelby.
What?
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. So why don't you have it anymore?
Sold it. Mm. Like everything. Like the Mustang I built. You know. Right. I get bored after I'm finished with the project. I gotta sell it.
Gotcha.
So.
I'm such a nerd. I don't let go of anything.
You're a nerd hoarder.
I am a hoarder. I'm a closet hoarder.
My problem is with all my no things apartment. I don't want to let go of cost too much.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The so just keep moving here. 76 AMC Pacer from Wayne's World.
Excuse me?
Yeah. The Mirthmobile.
That's Mirth. Right. The 68 Cadillac DeVille convertible from Bronx Tale.
Oh, nice.
That's a big one. That's a big one, especially because ever since I saw that movie when I was a little kid, that scene where he calls the test, where he goes, look, when you let a girl into the car, if she doesn't reach over
the locks
and do the lock for you, dump her where she stands. I still stand by that, even though it's not as practical nowadays because of power locks. But there are still a few females out there that will reach over and unlock the car for you. And much respect to you
Gold.
Ladies out there.
Keep them.
Yes.
Well,
marry them.
Are you hearing that, Jax?
Marry them.
You don't unlock the
doors. I know Jeff brought up the DeLorean. We brought this up earlier in our little pre-show meeting. The 85 Toyota 4x4 extra cab pickup truck at the end of Back to the Future.
Oh, yes.
That's fucking awesome. And, you know, I'll go up to the lake with Jennifer anytime with that thing.
100%.
The Mudcuts van from Dumb and Dumber. That's going to get some love. The 64 Munster coach from the Munsters. And I got to go with the 97 Chevrolet 2500 Silverado Fleet, a.k.a. the Pussy Wagon.
Oh, from Kill my Bill. Pussy Wagon broke down.
Oh, the pussy died.
I don't think we ever ended an episode like that, but I think we are today.
Oh, Kit. Nobody said Kit.
Oh, Kit from Knight Rider.
Fucking Kit, man.
Oh, I forgot one.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere's voice and everything.
We still got time. Rattle them off.
Boys in the Hood, 1963 Impala.
Yeah. The ice cream truck in Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
J-Don, you got one last one in there? You got one in the tanks?
Charger, the General Lee? No, that's
Well, we haven't.
Hey, let's go Daisy Duke's white van.
Cars can't be
racist. I mean,
only their owners.
They didn't know.
The Goonies?
They didn't know any better.
Goonies the ORV? RV.
Yes!
And now, congrats to this kid.
Baby!
Talk about
bullet holes.
Bullet holes the size of muscle balls!
the ORV.
Love it, man. Well, that's gonna just about do it for this episode. Thanks again for joining us. Make sure you check out Jeff and Throwback Custom Cars. Once again, the website is www.throwbackcustomcars.com. And be sure to check in next week for another episode of Multi
Pop, Michael.
Sure will. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Pop Culture as Fuck, presented by Multi Pop Troll. Be sure to check us out at our website for all the latest news and notes. You can find us at www.popcultureaf.com or multipoptural.com. And we'll see you next week, you filthy animals.
Yes! Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.